Blue Mai by trees. Chanam covered. Dam the world. Gam the heavenly planets. Rodhum to obstruct. Yava as if. Utstritai very tall. Translation. Thereafter, all the Prachetas emerged from the waters of the sea. Then they saw that all the trees on land had grown very tall, as if to obstruct the path to the heavenly planets. These trees had covered the entire surface of the world. At this time, the Prachetas became very angry. You can say after me. Thereafter, all the Prachetas emerged from the waters of the sea. They then saw that all the trees on land had grown very tall, as if to obstruct the path to the heavenly planets. These trees had covered the entire surface of the world. At this time, the Prachetas became very angry. Srila Prabhupada's purport. King Prachinabarhishat left his kingdom before his sons arrived after their execution of penance and austerity. The sons, the Prachetas, were ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come out of the water and go to the kingdom of their father in order to take care of that kingdom. However, when they came out, they saw that everything had been neglected due to the king's absence. They first observed that food grains were not being produced and that there were no agricultural activities. Indeed, the surface of the world was practically covered by very tall trees. It seemed as though the trees were determined to stop people from going into outer space to reach the heavenly kingdoms. The Prachetas became very angry when they saw the surface of the globe covered in this way. They desired that the land be cleared for crops. It is not a fact that jungles and seas attract clouds and rain, because we find rainfall over the sea. Human beings can inhabit any place on the surface of the earth by clearing jungles and converting land for agricultural purposes. People can keep cows, and all economic problems can be solved in that way. One need only work to produce grains and take care of the cows. The wood found in the jungles may be used for constructing cottages. In this way, the economic problem of humanity can be solved. At the present moment, there are many vacant lands throughout this world, the world, and if they are properly utilized, there will be no scarcity of food. As far as rain is concerned, it is the performance of yajna that attracts rain, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.14. Anad Bhavanti Bhutani Parajanyad Anasambhavaha Yajna Bhavati Parayanjo Yajna Karma Samudbhavaha. All living bodies subsist on food grains which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajna, sacrifice, and yajna is born of prescribed duties. By performing sacrifice, man will have sufficient rainfall and crops. So the translation again. Thereafter, all the Prachetas emerged from the waters of the sea. They then saw that all the trees on land had grown very tall, as if to obstruct the path to the heavenly planets. These trees had covered the entire surface of the world. At this time, the Prachetas became very angry. So there was a gap. The Prachetas had gone under the waters to meditate, and while they were there, their father, having been persuaded by Narada Muni, left the kingdom. And so there was a gap, interregnum. There was no ruler. There's this word, anarchy, comes from Greek an, arche. The word arche means ruler. Anarchy means no ruler. So whenever there is no ruler, there is anarchy. So that's Krishna's system, that there must be a ruler everywhere. Prabhupada was once on a morning walk, and he was saying to some devotees, he had been challenged that you can't prove the existence of God or something like that. And first Prabhupada said, there's good, there's better, why isn't there best? That was his first argument. Then another argument, he says, everywhere we look, we see there are leaders. You get any group of people, there has to be a leader. Always there's a leader. Why is this? Why is this? So if that principle is there everywhere, all in creation, everywhere in human society, you see a leader, that's a universal principle, then we can understand there must be one supreme leader. If everywhere there are leaders, then there's one supreme leader, an arche, an origin, a source of everything, and that is Krishna. So there was a period of time that there was no leader, no ruler, and anarchy was there. So what happened was they found that the conditions for human civilization had deteriorated. So the first thing that the Prachetas saw was that the very basis of human civilization had been destroyed. That is to say, the economic basis of human civilization. That the trees had covered the whole surface of the globe and had grown very, very tall. This means there was no agriculture. The agriculture was being neglected. You can see this process of abandoned farm fields. If you leave them there, in 2 years, they're trees. You can see the seedlings. And 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, very quickly, there'll be some land that has been cleared for agriculture. Great labor to go through, chop the trees down, pull up the stumps, all those things you have to do. And work the land. But if that work stops, if it's neglected, very quickly the trees are back, forest, or what Prabhupada calls jungle. What Prabhupada means by jungle, we mean by forest. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, a Brazilian jungle, rainforest. But a forest where the land is not being utilized and is grown wild. So the rulers have seen this. This anarchy had taken place. And they desire that the land be cleared for crops. This is the first job here of a ruler in society, is to see that the very basic agriculture has to go on. And it's the job of the sovereign, of the ruler, of the leader, to produce and maintain order. This is particularly the duty of Vaishnavas, because we're followers of Lord Vishnu. Vaishnava, it derives from the word Vishnu by Sanskrit grammatical process. Vaishnava, Vishnu, Vaishnava. And this is his business, particularly the Lord, in reference to the functioning of material nature. Krishna expands himself into the guna avatars, the representations of Krishna, or the descents of Krishna in charge of the modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, ignorance. So actually all three are Krishna, his avatar. Brahma is in charge of mode of passion or creation. And Lord Shiva is in charge of destruction. But Vishnu himself is in charge of maintenance or the mode of goodness. So as a rule, passion and ignorance are a little bit at a distance. And Krishna executes those functions in other forms, not his own personal form, but as Brahma or as Shiva, Shiva. But personally, as Vishnu, he maintains everything. So it says in the Bhagavatam, giving a capsule history of creation, it says, in the beginning, there is Brahma and the Prajapatis. In the middle, there is Vishnu and the saintly kings, Rajarshis. And in the end, there is Lord Shiva and the atheists, full of anger. Three modes: creation, maintenance, destruction. So Lord Vishnu Krishna tells us in the Bhagavad Gita that it is his particular duty to see that order is maintained. And he does this, his work in this job, since his particular function, he says, is to descend again and again and again and again. Because whenever there is dharma, there's dharma and adharma, religion or irreligion, but we could just say order and disorder. Because order means divine order. That order is God ordained and God established. So dharma means order also. Duty, rule, law, order, religion, dharma. So the order is established by Krishna. And there's a book of orders that establishes that order, which is called Veda, for human society. So he's got the plan, the prototype, the blueprint, the instruction is there. And we see this order. Actually, the order is also there for animals, plants. There's also an order that's ordained. For example, beavers, they have a certain way of living, lifestyle, dolphins, monkeys of various species, dogs, bees, and people who have spent much time and energy investigating themselves find out that there is a very, very well worked out order in all these forms of animal lives. And the animals follow this automatically. We say instinct, but they don't deviate. It's like hardwired in. You know, it's in the hardware. You can't change it. So he established. In the same way, there's order coming for human society. But in human society is distinctly different, because that order has to be followed consciously. It's not, you're not biologically programmed to follow the order of human society. Order has to be freely surrendered to and followed by conscious decision. That's the difference between human society and animal society. Cats and beavers follow the orders of God automatically. It's a very low level of order, but they follow. They have no choice. Human beings have a choice. But the Dharma is ordained in the Vedic literature, and perfect human society, all that order is established by Krishna for human life. And it's ordained that human beings should follow this order. That is, that we should be surrendered to Krishna and obey His will. But the problem is that there are anarchists in human society. They say there is no ruler. They say there is no God. They say it doesn't matter what you follow. All human societies, we make them up anyway. They're all really human creations. They're concoctions. You see, there's so many different groups of people, and they live this lifestyle or that lifestyle, the Dobu, Kwakoodle, Zunis, all over. You can go around with the anthropology. You see, in human society, there's no standard. There's no norm. There's no order. It's all concocted. We can make up our own as we like. These anarchists are people who do not know what the truth is, who are out. They're disorderly. Their souls are disordered. To have your soul to be in good spiritual order means to be surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And a disordered soul is one who is trying himself to take the position. Krishna is the world creator, but what are they saying? We can become the world creator. We will manufacture human society just as we like. And if we want to say that it's fine and all right for men to have sex with men and women to have sex with women, whatever you want, society, all these morals are just human concoctions, and something is right or wrong simply because we say so. So the anarchy, the disorder is there. They don't accept authority. The authority laid down. And so therefore, disorder in their souls and disorder in society. Whenever there's disorder in society, that's because people's souls are disordered. You can't cure the one without curing the other. Because if you actually want to know what the true order is, what the actual Dharma, you have to go to the real authority, who is Krishna, and accept that authority. Yes, you, Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I accept everything you say as true, and I will follow your instructions. So the Prachetas come out, and they see all the disorder, and immediately they begin to make rectification. And so here Prabhupada gives, here is the same order. What is the proper economic basis for human society? And this is a significant instruction here that Prabhupada has given. And if we attend to this instruction, we'll see just how much human society is disordered at the present time. He says, people should convert land for agricultural purposes and keep cows. And he says, all economic problems, notice the word all there, all economic problems will be solved in that way. Now, drive from here to the Philadelphia airport and see what is being done to solve economic problems. See what is, see the monstrosities that are sitting on the side of the highways. See the chimneys belching smoke, the glare of fire burning at night. All this stuff is being, and all these things are symptoms of disorder. It is just as bad to have the agricultural land lying fallow and the trees taking over and factories belching smoke everywhere. There's unnecessary industrial activity because people don't know what the actual order is for economic development. And we need it. You won't actually, to have a Varnashram Dharma society, you need a society that is agrarian. That is, we use what is given by God to get what we need to maintain body and soul together and be satisfied with meeting the basic necessities of life. And everything else is greed. And that greed causes destruction. It's anarchy. While I was in Los Angeles, I saw videos of a show made in Canada. I think they're made in Canada. But the program is called Nova. I guess it's this program. And it was an examination of modern farming practices. And it was one of the most horrifying things I'd ever seen. Where what's being done is the methods of industry are being transferred to agriculture by agribusiness, and you have huge mechanized farming. And the interesting thing about this farming is that it's, first of all, overproducing. There's surplus of crops being produced right now. So you say, oh, this is great, producing a surplus, better than before. There's non-mechanistic and unmechanized family farming. But the fact of it is, what this does, this farming, which depends upon heavy mechanical plowing, they've got these machines that grow across the fields, these giant machines, mammoth. And up on top in an air-conditioned cab with quadraphonic sound is some guy, you know, driving this factory across the fields, you know, ripping up tomato plants and pulling the tomatoes out, and amazing stuff it does. The result of all this industrial factory farming is that it is destroying the topsoil. It takes about 500 years to produce 1 inch of topsoil. And the amount of wind and water erosion, by the way this treats the land, chops it up and deep plowing, things like that, is fantastic. Amount of erosion is going very, very fast. And also, this kind of farming, in order to get this incredible yield, depends on huge doses of insecticides and chemical fertilizers, which, among other things, is destroying the water supply. All the groundwater is getting polluted, buildup of nitrogen and things like that. Which means that this is a very temporary phenomenon, that the surplus, this huge surplus, which is not needed and which is just creating havoc in the marketplace. The government's buying food to keep off the marketplace, keep the thing prices up. Everybody's looking for markets for this stuff. Is this huge surplus is not that you're getting something for nothing. It's not that it's our brilliant brains that have figured out how to do better than Krishna's system. It's that you're spending, you're destroying, recklessly destroying your capital. You're destroying the land and you're destroying the water. It'll be gone in a few years. There'll be nothing left. That's the price you're paying. You're living on your capital. And everybody knows when you live on your capital, sooner or later it's spent. It's what you, or it's like some place trying to survive, some company or business in trouble that keeps on going by liquidating its assets. And as they liquidate assets, their book shows income. But finally, all your assets are liquidated and finished. That's what's happening. This is chaos. This is chaos. So here, Prabhupada says, so simply, this is Krishna's system. These are unimpeachable directions. How to live. He says, people can clear the jungles and convert land to agricultural purpose, keep cows. One need only work to produce grains and take care of the cows. That's all the necessity that's there. The wood found in the jungles may be used for constructing cottages. This is what you live in, a cottage. In this way, the economic problem of humanity can be solved. At the present moment, there are many vacant lands throughout the world, and if they are properly utilized, there will be no scarcity of food. When Prabhupada came to Philadelphia, I took him on a tour of the city, and I showed him our proud 8,000 acres of Fairmont Park. And he said, why is this land idle? Why isn't food being grown on this land? He said. I took him through Wissahickon Creek for a morning walk. He says, why is this jungle in the middle of the city? So he tells us, this is where the land comes from. This is our resources. This is our economic development. And as far as rainfall goes, it's not that you have to have these jungles to attract the rain, because the rain falls at sea. It comes. He says, and how does rain come? By performance of Yajna. This is also Krishna's order. In the beginning, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men, demigods, and Yajna. And he said, be happy by performing this sacrifice, for by doing this, you'll get everything you need for living well in this life and achieving liberation. So that's Arke, in the beginning. This is from the Lord himself. This is the system of sacrifice. So this is how we should live, by directions of actual authorities, not these people who concoct. So earlier in Srimad Bhagavatam, we heard the story of Lord Prithu milking the earth planet. How the earth planet was not producing sufficient grains. There was famine everywhere. And he threatened the earth to kill her. And so the earth preached to him. And this is just about basic economic development. She says, to benefit all human society, not only in this life, but in the next, the great seers and sages have prescribed various methods conducive to the prosperity of the people in general. Seers and sages, people whose own souls are in order, and therefore know what the order of the Lord is, and can bring that order and bring it forth before human vision and say, here it is. These are authorities, not concoctors who are themselves disordered or full of the modes of passion and ignorance. Whenever there's passion and ignorance, there's disorder in the soul, and you cannot understand what the order of the Lord is. Not possible. One who follows the principles and instructions enjoined by the great sages of the past can utilize these instructions for practical purposes. Such a person can very easily enjoy life and pleasures. We're just talking here about, you know, the basics. To speak of spiritual life. Then she says, here it says, a foolish person who manufactures his own ways and means through mental speculation and does not recognize the authority of the sages who lay down unimpeachable directions is simply unsuccessful again and again in his attempts. My dear King, the seeds, roots, herbs, and grains, which were created by Lord Brahma in the past, are now being used by non-devotees who are devoid of all spiritual understanding. My dear King, not only are grains and herbs being used by non-devotees, but as far as I am concerned, I am not being properly maintained. Indeed, I am being neglected by kings who are not punishing these rascals who have turned into thieves by using grains for sense gratification. Consequently, I have hidden all these seeds which are meant for the performance of sacrifice. So there's also orders for the order of the planet. The two things have to be there. First, that she says are causing the problem. First of all, there are people who are using the resources of the earth for sense gratification. That's the first problem. The second problem, there are thieves, there are kings who are not stopping them. Negligence. What are they called? Sins of commission and sins of omission. People are taking what is used for sense gratification. So that's one. And then others, leaders, they may not be doing that, but they're not stopping them. They're not punishing these rascals who have turned into thieves by using grains for sense gratification. So here, from what Earth Planet is saying to Prithu, we can understand how we are supposed to conduct ourselves. Not only the specific instruction, but the principle is there. So here this text, a foolish person who manufactures his own ways and means through mental speculation and does not recognize the authority of the sages, what I was calling earlier an anarchist, who does not recognize the authority of the sages who lay down unimpeachable directions. Unimpeachable means you cannot question them. Faultless, irreproachable, perfect, unimpeachable. You can't question them. Are simply unsuccessful again and again in his attempts. So the anarchist says, who claims to be anyone saying that the directions I give are unimpeachable? Because these people think that everything, like, that's what they say, of course. There's been years and years of propaganda that authorities like this whole system is just built up to intimidate people. In other words, kingdoms are established by rascals who then try to justify their commands as divine fiat, but that's all a concoction. This is based on the premise, again, that there is no divine, that it's a human construction. This is all that wonderful period in European history that goes by the complete misnomer of the Enlightenment. But Prabhupada here in the purport says, how do we get unimpeachable directions? He says, at the present moment, it has become fashionable. Fashion of the whole world. At the present moment, it has become fashionable. So you can see that, except the last, millennium or so, or half a millennium of human history as a fashion. Because for years and years, centuries and millennium after millennium, people did follow. So now this is a little fashion now to concoct. At present moment, it has become fashionable. to disobey the unimpeachable directions given by the acharyas and liberated souls of the past. Presently, people are so fallen that they cannot distinguish between a liberated soul and a conditioned soul. A conditioned soul is hampered by four defects. He is sure to commit mistakes. He is sure to become illusioned. He has a tendency to cheat others, and his senses are imperfect. These are the four defects of a conditioned soul. So therefore, anything that these anarchists concoct is bound to be faulty in so many ways. Sit down and study Marx, the laws of human society, and see how many mistakes are there, how many illusions are there. Any of these isms that have been put forward to replace spiritual life, communism, socialism, progressivism, liberalism, so on, they're all made, concocted by these kinds of people. Conditioned souls. So we cannot take direction from conditioned souls, these anarchists. They have these defects. We have to take, he says, consequently, we have to take direction from liberated persons. And then he says, this Krishna consciousness movement directly receives instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead via persons who are strictly following his instructions. Here Prabhupada does an interesting thing. He says, you have to take directions from liberated persons. This Krishna consciousness movement directly receives instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead via people who are, and Prabhupada doesn't exactly say liberated here, but he gives the purport, who are strictly following his instructions, Krishna's instructions. And then he says, although a follower may not be a liberated person, if he follows the supreme liberated personality of Godhead, his actions are naturally liberated from the contamination of material nature. So we have to determine who to follow. So we have to follow those people who are strictly following the orders of Krishna. In other words, our position is not to try to figure out, become some psychologist to see, is this person, read somebody's mind to see, are they actually liberated or no, it's public. He says, we receive instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how does that instruction come? Via persons who are strictly following his instructions. That's how. Although a follower may not be a liberated person, if he follows the Supreme Liberated Personality of Godhead, his actions are naturally liberated from the contamination of material nature. That is, no passion, no ignorance, no disorder. To follow strictly the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be in order, to have your soul in order. That's how we know what to do. Lord Chaitanya therefore says, by my order, you may become a spiritual master. One can immediately become a spiritual master. That is, be qualified to give unimpeachable directions. By having full faith in the transcendental words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by following his instructions. Materialistic men are not interested in taking directions from a liberated person, but they are very much interested in their own concocted ideas, which make them repeatedly fail in their attempts. Because the entire world is now following the imperfect direction of conditioned souls, humanity is completely bewildered. So here's directions, perfect directions from a liberated soul. Where we should get our instructions from. And we'll find that Srimad Bhagavatam has got everything we need. This is a handbook for running the world. But we can't apply this even to this Hare Krishna movement or to our own family or to whatever little bit of interaction we have unless we first applied it to ourselves. We accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not sentimentally, but really. We prove we love Krishna and we accept Him as God by following His order. We understand who He is. Yes, You're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does that mean? That I am to obey Your order. Then my life becomes in order. My soul, I am in order. There's no disharmony. All the discordant elements within me are eliminated by my following that order. Passion and ignorance go away. And then also I can bring order into this world by conveying the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is what it means to become the servant of Krishna. So in this way, this is our mission. Krishna says, whenever this disorder arises, I come and I bring order. And I establish those who are orderly and I annihilate the disorderly. Guilty of disorderly conduct. That's His mission. And we're part of that same mission. That's how we serve Krishna. We serve His mission. Just like Arjuna said when he saw the universal form, what is your mission? And he said, I've come here to kill all these people. Now you be my instrument. It's already done. Just do it. So what is Lord? What is our mission now here? So we are coming under the aegis of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the incarnation for this age. His mission is to spread love of God all over the world, to spread the Krishna consciousness movement into every town and village. And it's already been done. Just like Arjuna saw in the Battle of Kurukshetra, that all those people were killed. So the fact is, all these people are saved. It's done. Krishna was also saving them, but different time, different circumstances. And then Krishna is saying to us, now you be the instrument. You become part of my order. And you follow my order. That's what he's at. This is his will. So in this way, we become instruments for bringing order, reestablishing the Dharma, which is what Lord Chaitanya appeared for, as said in Bhagavad Gita. His purpose. So that is our business. So here it is. This is the order. Here it is. This is the handbook for running the universe. This is the documentation that comes with human society. It's standard book of knowledge. People shouldn't see this. We're successful not when they see this as some Hindu religious scripture. This is not. These are the directions for running human society, handed down by the person who made human society. It's authoritative. It's not a concoction. It wasn't invented in 500 BC or 2 AD by some group of speculators. That's not how it comes down. So we have to accept like this. Get our own souls in order, accept the directions coming down to us, being handed down in the same way, and then our lives will become perfect, and also we can help bring perfection into other people's lives. And just do like the potatoes that clear out all the trees and establish human society on its proper basis. Yeah, stop there. Questions, comments? Discussion. Well, that's not really a principle to do that. The principle is that here they were under the direct instruction of Krishna Narada Muni, so they know what is best. So why there was a gap between the time that Prachinibharishat left and they took over, maybe you could say it was the father's fault, he left too soon. Anyway, sometimes these gaps take place like that. But you see that they were counseled, you have to come out right away now and rectify things. You've been too long. So if sometimes in the pursuit of spiritual life there's some material negligence, then it has to be rectified. It has to be rectified quickly. Like, that's the principle. Not that the principle is all right, because if something like that happens, it can only be a temporary glitch. Because that's our duty. Krishna keeps telling us that we have to fight in the battle. We have to pay attention to this earth. This has to be managed properly. All those things like that.